I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. National Ag Statistics Service Mountain Region Director Bill Meyer shares details from Monday's crop progress report.
First thing I think is notable is the soil moisture supplies in the state. They remain very good. Although last week was a hot and dry one across the state, there were some isolated showers and or hailstorms, which you don't like. But our topsoil moisture supply is still rated 82% adequate and 2% surplus, and that's right on par with last year at this time. And our subsoil is rated 88% adequate and surplus, and that is a little bit better than it was last year at this time, but for all practical purposes, the same. You know, with the rains we've had this spring and until recently, the pasture ranges across the state look very good. We have 65% of the pasture ranges rated good and 13% excellent. And last year at this time, it was 62% good and 12% excellent. But it's much better than the five-year average, where it was only 39% good to excellent. Our winter wheat condition, that is rated 41% good to excellent. And that is lower than last year at this time, when it was rated as 67% good to excellent. So as far as the planting, we are coming to the end of it for most crops. We have 80% of the dry beans planted. We have 85% of the sorghum planted and 95% of the spring wheat planted.
That's Colorado Ag Today. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.